Like any other school district, relies heavily on all of its revenues, all of its partnerships. Let's talk about the partnership with the City of Atlanta right now as we segue into that. We asked Mayor Reed about coming to some sort of agreement as it relates to the Beltline dispute. Dr. Karstoffen, how optimistic are you that you all can get this done?
Well, I'm always optimistic. I believe that that there's always a chance for a resolution to be found and made on any issue. For us, it's pretty straightforward. It's the concept that there are deeds for surplus properties that have been approved as recent as March 2013 under a longstanding city implemented process, and we just followed the process. We respected the process and we worked in good faith with the city, our developers, and the community. So the fact is, at least from my perspective, that it's a simple win-win. It has nothing to do with the Beltline. I want our families to know that that I understand what they were saying to us in our community meetings when they would come and speak about these blighted, dangerous, unsafe properties and explain to us why they needed these things to be done. I would never play politics with the lives of children and our families. I've been in this for a while now. I think I have a standing reputation for not doing that, and that's not what we're doing here in this situation. I believe that I'm here to do my part. I'm determined to do my part to make these things right. It means I need the systemic pieces of what has been broken for so long, many of them part of this old break apart between the city and the district from decades ago. And I'm not blaming or judging or anyone. I'm just saying, much like Errol Davis did, that these things have to be fixed if we really want Atlanta Public Schools to be fixed. So I think I was hired to do that, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Mayor Kasim Reed was our guest here on A Closer Look earlier this week. And I want to play something that an excerpt from that interview that he said about you specifically.
You know, there was a short list for the selection of a new superintendent that didn't include Maria Karstoffen. So it was at my urging and the urging of others that they be more aggressive about going and recruiting a higher quality of leader. So I had a good bit to do with the current superintendent who's here. And then when she got here, it was me that turned to the corporate community and asked for them to help and raise money so she could have a smooth transition.
Et tu, Brute, is what it sounds like the mayor is saying, almost that he's disappointed in the way that this relationship has played out since your coming to Atlanta. What's your response to those comments that Mayor Reed just said?
They seem, you know, factual to me. I'm not reading into it. I just listened to what he said. I was so pleased about the search process. It was great. There was a wonderful selection committee. I thought they worked really hard. I think that this community kind of gave them the blessing to go and do a search in peace. I've done these searches before. The media was so respectful. I think everybody did their part to try to find the right match for what Atlanta needed. Just yesterday or a couple of days ago, I gave a speech to the Rotary and thanked the Atlanta, the ACP, the Atlanta Partnership, for their support of the transition, and I wouldn't have my team, you know, without them helping us get the recruiting effort underway. So I'm incredibly grateful. I thank everyone for doing that, but that, you know, for me, it doesn't change the fact that I have to run a large organization. When you put SPLOST in, it's a $1 billion responsibility, and I have to manage the district. And for us, it means that there will be some tough, longstanding issues. It's not about, you know, the city versus the district personally. It's just about what has happened over time that we need to fix. I'd like to get those obstacles out of the way.
And there are a lot of obstacles from both sides, which have admitted that, but there is some public tension here.